You know, in order to make sure that school curriculum is done properly, there's testing, right?
Right.
Well, to make sure that the show is going correctly and to make sure that we're providing all the information to the public that is necessary, we weekly have, that's right, a 10-question quiz. Chris and Tom are going to jump in, and let's see how well you do. It's always true or false, fact or bullcrap. Gentlemen, are we ready?
We're ready.
Tom leads 3-1 with 2 ties.
All right. The first statement, fact or bullcrap. If runner slash bobsledder Lolo Jones wins a medal this year, she'll be the first athlete to medal in both summer and winter Olympics. Fact or bullcrap?
That's bullcrap.
Yeah, that's been done before. That's bullcrap.
4 athletes have done it, including an American named Eddie Egan, who won gold in boxing in 1920. And gold in the 4-man bobsled in 1932. Also, Lolo does not have a medal in the Summer Olympics. So there we go. Fact or bullcrap. The official motto of the Olympic Games is Citius Altius Fortius.
We just had that.
Which means bigger, stronger, faster. Fact or bullcrap?
Bigger is not right. We didn't say bigger yesterday. No. That's bullcrap.
Ooh, it's going to be a trick question here. It was higher, stronger, faster. Yeah, so if bigger is in there, then that is bullcrap.
See, you guys got to pay attention.
Ooh.
It is bullcrap. That's the motto, but it means faster, higher, stronger. Yeah. Bigger, stronger, faster was the 2008 documentary about steroids.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And it's...
trying to slip one past us.
That's what she said.
Don't be playing that way.
Mm-mm. Yo, homie, what up? All right, statement number 3. The United States has hosted more Winter Olympics than any other country. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, they've hosted 3. Is that more than any other country? I'll say that... is it more than France? I'll say that that's fact.
That's fact, too. We've hosted 4. Squaw Valley, Lake Placid twice, and Salt Lake City.
Oh,
that's
Salt
fact.
Lake. How did I forget Salt Lake? Yeah, there is 4.
It is fact. The U.S. has hosted 4 times. 1932, Lake Placid, New York. 1960, Squaw Valley, California. 1980, Lake Placid. And 2002, Salt Lake City, Utah. The Winter Olympics include just 4 indoor sports. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, you said this was going to be about hockey. It hasn't been about hockey at all yet.
We're getting to the hockey part.
Read the question again.
No, I'm not doing it for you. Connolly got it. He understands what it is.
He's first.
You are always whining and complaining, trying to get an end.
He doesn't remember what it is either.
I mean, let's see. There's figure skating, speed skating, short track speed skating, curling. No, it's more than 4. This is bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
It's fact. Figure skating.
So I rattled off all 4.
They're saying short track and long track speed skating are the same thing. So
figure skating, speed skating, hockey, and curling.
Yeah.
There's your hockey question. All right, here's another one for you. Hockey used to be an event in the Summer Olympics. Fact or bullcrap?
That is interesting. I think that is bullcrap, because hockey used to be only a northern climate game. I mean, even here it was novel when the NHL put teams in Los Angeles and Atlanta. And who would have thought that we'd have that in Phoenix and Tampa? Now, this is bullcrap.
I'll say bullcrap as well.
It's fact. It was first played at the Summer Olympics in 1920. The first Winter Olympics weren't until 1924.
All right, we're tied 3-3.
All right, here we go. We're going now to President Lincoln as the subject. The penny is the only U.S. coin that costs more to produce than it's actually worth. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that is true. I think that's fact.
I'll agree. Fact.
It's bullcrap. The nickel also is overpriced. The penny costs about 2.5 cents to make. A nickel costs just over 11 cents.
The penny really needs to go away, doesn't it?
No. A dime costs 5.5 cents, and a quarter costs slightly less than a nickel, but it's also right around 11 cents. Lincoln was the first U.S. president to appear on a coin. Fact or bullcrap?
Washington?
Yeah, Washington had to be first.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, bullcrap.
It's fact. The first Lincoln penny was released in 1909 for his 100th birthday. The next president to get on a coin was George Washington, who was added to the quarter in 1932.
Ah, just put a buffalo on there.
We're doing well today with this.
You guys are awesome. Representing well.
Yeah.
What up? All right.
Who is going to falter first here?
84 pennies equals 1 pound. Fact or bullcrap?
84 pennies.
84 pennies equals 1 pound. Fact or bullcrap?
I'll say fact.
It's too light. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. They were made after 1982. It would take 181 pennies. Pennies before that weighted slightly more, but depending on the year they were minted, it would still take about 145 to 168 pennies to equal a pound. The modern penny.
Are we almost done with this, by the way?
Really? Really?
This has been a pretty lame effort so far today.
I think it's wonderful on my part. You guys are the one that are bringing the suck.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the audience are answering these, and they're going, how come they don't know these?
Yeah.
I'm smarter than those doofs on the radio.
That's not a hard thing to do for us, really. Anyway, the modern penny is primarily made of zinc. Fact or bullcrap?
That's fact. They changed the way it was made before.
Fact.
It's got less copper. It's fact.
It is fact. It's copper plated, so it's 2.5% copper, 97.5% zinc, which means you can suck on it and it'll avoid your cold. No, don't do that. Good God, don't put money in your mouth.
Is this the last one?
It is the last one, whiny.
I lead 5-4, so Tom goes first.
No, you go first.
The U.S. Mint decided to take a break last year and did not make any new penties. Didn't make any new penties.
Almost a Freudian there.
The U.S. Mint decided to take a break last year and did not make any new pennies. Fact or bullcrap?
You mean that there would not be any penny that says 2013 on it? No, that can't be true. That's got to be bullcrap.
Well, I have to go for the tie. I'll say that's fact.
It's bullcrap.
Ah!
They made over 7 billion new pennies last year, and the total number in circulation is estimated to be somewhere between 140 and 200 billion pennies. 140 to 200 billion pennies. There it is, WSAU. Congratulations, Chris.
I'm Jonathan Hughes for the Weather Channel with a winter storm update. Throughout the eastern seaboard, men planning on using the icy roads and heavy snowfall as a Valentine's Day excuse should expect to see major delays, with some women's thighs not being reopened for weeks. Widespread power outages are expected, but portable backup generators should provide the proper amount of noise to drown out any crying we might hear from the women we claim to love. I'm Jonathan Hughes, and I bought my wife a chocolate snow shovel.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.